proclamation number 7892 dated the May 13th, 1961. Submitting one's will to God's will. I require your complete submission to my will. For as soon as you become completely absorbed in my will, you will not be able to think and feel any differently than my will intends, and then you will live in such a way that pleases me. Thus you must give yourselves to me. You must accept everything from me as inflicted upon you or bestowed upon you. You must recognize my hand in everything you experience and know that everything has its meaning and purpose, that everything belongs to your path of destiny which aims to achieve your maturity and is based on my love and wisdom. Then you will no longer grumble and complain. You will humbly give in and allow yourselves to be guided like a child by the Father who cannot handle you in any other way than good and loving, and to whom you can therefore also entrust yourselves in every adversity of body and soul. In the past your will turned away from me. If you now voluntarily submit your will to mine again, your return will have been accomplished and you will only need to shape yourselves in earthly life such that your union with me can take place, and this necessitates a heart full of love uniting itself with the eternal love in order to complete the final return as a child to the Father. However, submitting your will to mine also guarantees every conceivable help on my part to achieve this unification with me. Because I myself very much want you, my living creations, to return to me as children to your Father. And since I let everything, the whole of creation, arise for the sake of this return, I will always be willing to further this. Thus I will respond to your every expression of will, in this truly and richly blessed way, if it applies to me. Then you will also always recognize my will in yourselves. You will do what is helpful for your soul. You will work at improving yourselves and avoid all sinful longings. You will fight all temptations by the enemy of your soul and prevail, because your heartfelt devotion to me will provide you with strength from me. Then your life on earth will truly not be a waste of time, because you will recognize its meaning and purpose and thus fulfill your task on earth of attaining spiritual maturity. Nevertheless, you will have to struggle until the end of your life on earth, because my adversary will not give up on you so easily, since he will still believe that he can win you back, and thus he will not stop harassing you. However, a will which is inclined towards me also guarantees you influx of strength, for I will not let my child fall into my adversary's hands again once it has turned away from him and taken refuge in me because it had recognized me as its God and Father of eternity. Therefore you need not be afraid that I might ever abandon you. Don't be scared of the moments of weakness you will experience time and again. I myself watch over you and protect you from regressing into the abyss. I will not allow the adversary to gain power over you. I will always walk by your side, even if you don't see me, in order to protect you and to safeguard you from all harm which threatens you from my adversary's side. He cannot hurt you anymore as soon as you have found your way back to me, which is demonstrated by your will being inclined towards me. For then your earthly life will only be spiritually oriented. You will deliberately detach yourselves from that which belongs to my adversary, even if you are still living within the field of your earthly duties and have to prove yourselves in them. From then on you will receive all your strength from me, which will tie you to me ever more firmly. And because you will have returned to me voluntarily and you will not have been able to force your will, my adversary will have lost his claim on you. This is why no one can go astray if he believes in me and strives towards me in thought or through kind-hearted activity, which always presupposes the will for me and testifies to the past test of will on earth. Complete dedication to me also includes submission to my will, and then you will belong to me and I will never ever let go of you. Amen.